This podcast is for informational purposes only. Information relating to investment approaches or individual investments should not be construed as advice or endorsement. Listeners should seek professional advice for their situation.
Since its entry into the World Trade Organization in 2001, China has transformed from a developing country into the world's second largest economy. The last 20 years has seen China embrace globalization, undertake significant economic reforms, and become an integral part of global supply chains. Its massive urbanization and infrastructure boom, coupled with a strategic shift towards higher value industries, have fueled unprecedented growth rates. Let us explore the significant achievements of China's growth and how they intend to solve the challenges of an aging population into the next century. I am Ashish Uttarit, Assistant Vice President of Investment Strategy. Join us each week as my colleagues and I discuss the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of July 24th, so listen on as we navigate the living market. The China story is remarkable when you think about how far the nation has come since embracing globalization. They have seen a surge in foreign investment and trade partnerships, resulting in a rapid expansion of China's export sector and domestic demand, which has been their catalyst to economic prosperity. At the time of their acceptance in the WTO, Chinese exports were approximately $200 billion in U.S. terms. And by the end of 2022, exports reached nearly $3.6 trillion. When we look at GDP per capita, which is the economic output divided by total population, it was $959 U.S. dollars in 2000 and has grown rapidly to over $12,000 USD by the end of last year, compared to the U.S., where GDP per capita is close to $70,000. Presenting a great opportunity for economic growth and productivity in China. With more than a tenfold increase in just over two decades, it's a testament to the extraordinary pace of China's economic development and reflects a massive industrialization and urbanization that has taken place, with hundreds of millions of people moving from rural areas to cities and from agriculture to more productive sectors like manufacturing, services, and technology. Recent estimates show China has over 155 cities compared to the U.S. with only 56 metropolitan areas boasting a population of 1 million or more. In Canada, the largest metropolitan area, the GTA, is around 6.7 million, and we can count on one hand the number of cities over a million residents. All this rapid growth and prosperity that follows comes with its own challenges, like income inequality between rural and urban workers. Wages in technology-related businesses pay considerably more compared to construction or hospitality. The typical annual salary for someone in software or computer services was over 220,000 yuan, compared to the average urban worker at 114,000 yuan. In U.S. currency, that's about $30,000 U.S. dollars and $15,000 respectively. As China's population nears its peak, the elderly will eventually overtake the working age population, creating significant pressure on their pension system and healthcare needs of their people. It is expected in the next 70 to 80 years, or about one more generation, China's population could be half of what it is today. China's one-child policy, which ended in 2016, has been reformed and now allows up to three children per household in order to counter a low fertility rate. A household registration system called Hukou creates incentives in managing population distribution and access to public services. While it has faced criticism, the reforms are significant as China addresses these demographic challenges. Looking ahead, China's investment in social programs to care for the elderly, a focus on education and building critical infrastructure such as high-speed rail and airports, have been designed to accommodate growth and transition their workforce for the next several decades. From our perspective, given the advancements in the last 20 years and the opportunity ahead, China should not be ignored in the portfolio allocation of investment options due to its size and potential for growth. I am Ashish Uttarit, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it and share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thank you for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.